Hey everyone, what's happening? I am super stoked to welcome you to the Marley Williams podcast, where we will explore authentic leadership, transformational facilitation, and how to create epic experiences for your audiences every single time. I am your host, Marley Williams, bringing you thought-provoking insights, expert interviews, and actionable strategies to unlock your potential as a leader, facilitator, and speaker. Thank you for joining me on this journey of growth, transformation, and impact. Let's lead together. The Marley Williams podcast begins now. Let's dive in. Well, hey, everybody, what is happening? I'd love to welcome you back to the Marley Williams podcast, where this week, my friends, you are in for a treat. We get to hang out with the diviner of human potential. Brenda Bryan is in the house. Brenda, I am so happy to have you joining us here today.
Grateful to be here and so excited to have this conversation with you because I know that both of us want to lead and want to show people how to live better lives. And so I come from a dream builder's perspective and life mastery consultant perspective, but all of it comes from working with the community and recognizing where we are being held back by our own thinking and our own mindset. And how do we transform that into a life worth living and achieving a vision for ourselves that is valuable to the world? I believe we are change agents and we're being called into being change agents at a greater level than ever before. That means tapping into a power within us that up until now we might have hidden or we might not have believed in its value to us. But I'm telling you, when you tap into the power that's breathing you and when you make declared yes for who you want to be, then you are leading in a way that's going to help others make that yes be their next statement as well. We got to make that happen, girlfriend. We got to make that happen.
You're speaking my language, my friend. It's so true. I'm excited to have this conversation with you today because I know you've been doing this dream builders work. And, you know, I think that we're both on a mission to help people create and live a life that is in alignment with their heart, with their soul. And so many people listening to this podcast want to make a difference in the world, right? And this idea of like, what does it mean to build and create your dream life that also has a ripple effect, that also has an impact on people's lives? And I'm excited to dive into this work with you around really helping people out there that are listening to this. Like, if you have a calling on your heart, we were just saying like this whisper of something that feels, you know, again, we let our own limitations get in the way. Who am I? There's no way I could do X, Y, or Z. I don't have what it takes. I don't have the skills, the qualifications, the certification, the whatever thing. And so today, I really want to unpack the work that you do with your amazing clients all over the world on this, on how to help them build their dream and actually achieve it. And really look at what's the difference between the people that they have this vision, they have this dream, they go after it, they take action, they make it happen, versus the many people out there, they have a vision, they have a dream, and it doesn't happen.
Key word there is action, right?
Action is where the magic happens, baby.
Where the magic happens, but here's the piece. You need to have a compass for the action, right?
Exactly.
People think they're to take an action, but they're actually in limitation. They're actually in constraint. They're actually in scarcity in ways that they can't identify. And that's what I like about the tools within the Dream Builder program. It actually gives you a way to really harness your thoughts and recognize the way that the thoughts are creating feelings within you. And then what actions do you take from those feelings that create the results you're achieving, right? So often when we're 95% driven by unconscious behavior, what does it take to actually be consciously driving your bus in the direction of the party you want to show up in, right? How do you do that?
Yes, to all of that. And so I want to take what you just said and break it down and slow it down because you just gave us pretty much the roadmap, right? So if you were to kind of like walk us through that process and that journey that you take people on, like I appreciate what you said. It's like Yes, we can take action all day in like a billion different directions, but like, is it in service of the vision? Meaning like, where's the compass pointing? Are you clear on where you're going? And do you have a compelling enough vision that really pulls you forward to take that aligned, inspired action? So when someone comes to you and they're like, I have a dream, I have a dream, they want to make it happen. Let's slow that journey down and slow that process down. Like, where do you begin with folks to help them get clear on what it is that they want? Right? Because it seems like that's the first step, getting clear on where you want to go.
So we start by breaking ground, right? We're building something new. So when you're breaking ground, you find the location that you want to break ground on, i.e. what's the dream I want to build, right? What is the thing I want to do? So you don't go to an architect and say, build me a home, and unless you give them, and then they say, well, I'll build your home, but what's your budget? How many rooms? You know, what are the details, right? And so we want to look at that as being part of the process, is that we're going to start opening a corner of our mind up that we have the capacity within us to do anything we decide to do. We've not been trained that way. We've been trained to believe that we are given permission and that we're supposed to follow the rules, and the rules are this. You know, in my community, a lesbian community, it's like, you got to follow the rules. You got to do what you're supposed to be doing. It's like, no, my rules are not your rules. And so I get to build a vision on the quality of life that matters to me. And that means sitting down and actually spending time dreaming it up, deciding for it. Say, well, what would make me feel good? What brings life to me? What makes me come alive? Where do I feel the most in alignment that, like, when I'm doing this, it's easy. Time goes by really fast. I just so enjoy this as being part of my life. And yet I'm going, you know, every day I go to work and I go into my struggle mode. I got to get up there Monday morning, and I hate getting up on Monday morning, right? And so finding that place where what we're designing is what's life-giving. What do I feel turned on by? What do I feel most excited by? What am I enthusiastic by? What is easy for me? And giving us place to sit down and design it, right? So most people, the struggle they're in is they're in the struggle of default. They're just allowing whatever is to happen. They're hoping it'll come. But a dream builder is somebody who's on point with designing the life that they want in the four quadrants that matter to them, which is all of life, right? Which is health and well-being, because if we don't have our health, we ain't got much of anything. Relationships, where do we want to dive into? And relationships is broader in terms of, you know, what networking groups am I going to? What is the community I'm playing with? Who's my ball team? Who's my dragon boat team, right? Vocation. So where is my creativity being expressed? You know, not just kind of what work do I do, but where is my creativity being expressed? And where can I up the ante on that and also work half time and bring in three times as much money as I was working for this other person using my creativity on their behalf, right? Which is why I really advocate for, you know, women becoming CEOs of their own lives, right? Be the master of the life you want to live. And then the final one is time, money, freedom, right? Because the money is the freedom to help nonprofits, to travel more, to buy our own home, to do the things. And we need the freedom of time to be able to rest, relax, create, and digest everything in our lives. And so we want to build from those four quadrants so that we are creating what we call, in my world, full spectrum wealth. Right? It's not, you know, I get to have this, but I can't have that. I can't have that vacation time, or I can't have that relationship, you know? So we often, in what we would call common hour thinking, we're told we can only have so much. There's only so much to go around. That's not true. That's not a word of that. That's true. We live in an infinite universe. Think about how far out energy travels and how divine our lives are. And the fact that, you know, I give this funny example. It's like, there's a power of breathing as well. I don't make my heart beat that many times a day, or I don't consciously pay attention to my breath. There's a power that's breathing me. Now, how do I harness that and put it into a journey of new possibilities for the capacity that I get to live in? No matter how long you're living, we're always going to be on the green growing edge of our own becoming. And so, like, I've watched you and you've watched me. We've both been growing exponentially because we've invested in mastering some aspect of our lives that matters to us. we can come to that vision of who we want to be by mastering aspects of what we said in the past. Well, I couldn't do that. I don't know how to do that. Well, we start to do the legwork of investing our time, our focus, our energy into things that are going to help us master the next part of expanding our capacity to live a life that really matters to us and life that we love. And at my age, different than your age, I don't got time to waste on other people's opinion of me. So I need to step up and I want to step up. And it's a really big part of self-expression that I've been traveling since I've been 16 is to, I want to have the freedom to do my life my way. And so we get to have that freedom when we choose it.
Yeah. And I think that this idea that you're mentioning, this idea of holistic wealth and looking at all of these different areas of our life. And I think this invitation, like, can we increase our capacity to have it all? Right. And so often we, you know, Brené Brown has this term that she calls foreboding joy. And where it's like, I'm only going to let myself feel this good. Otherwise, it's like we almost can't, so many people can't allow or receive the abundance that is actually available, right? Our cultural conditioning, our programming. And so, you know, I love the quote that says, let yourself want what you want just because you want it. And what you said around like really paying attention to the things that light you up, the people that light you up. And again, I think it's really interesting where people get stuck. You know, I mean, I've been a life coach for many, many years. And I remember, you know, oftentimes one of the first questions I would ask people is, what do you want? Right? Tell me what you want. Like, if you could have any, you know, wave the realistic magic wand, but like, wave the magic wand. If, you know, in a year from now, your life was everything that you wanted it to be and more, what would it look like? What would it sound like? What would it feel like? And for so many people, the first three words out of their mouth were, I don't know. I don't know what I want. And, you know, the metaphor that I love to use is like you're sitting down at the restaurant of the universe, called the universe, and you're sitting down and you're hungry. And you want someone to bring you some food, but no one's bringing you anything to eat. And you're sitting there and you're waiting and you're waiting, waiting, you're getting hungrier. Now you're getting hangry. And maybe you realize that you haven't actually placed your order. You haven't actually ordered anything, right? It's like you haven't declared what it is that you want. When the server comes and says, what do you want? And you say, I don't know. They're not going to bring you anything. But the server comes over and says, what do you want? You place your order. Here's the thing I love about this metaphor. Once you place your order, you're then not going to go back into the kitchen and make sure they're doing it right. You're trusting that it will arrive, that it will show up. I always tell people your number one job isn't to know the how. You don't need to know how they're preparing the steak or whatever they're making. But can I believe that whatever I want is possible?
We're not seeing the universe in that state of mind, right? We show up at the restaurant. We probably have coin in our pocket. We have a sense that we showed up, but we have to make a decision.
Right. You have to make a decision and make a declaration. Because, you know, you're like, I don't know, maybe I want this, or maybe I want that, or maybe I want this. They're not going to bring it to you. I want this. You know, and so it's like inviting in this question, like, how clear am I? I love this as like a journal prompt, a meditation, to write down what I really want is over and over and over. Like, literally set a timer for 10 minutes and like, let yourself like, totally uninhibited. Like, you don't have to show anybody. You can want whatever you want. I want a private chef. I want to fly on a jet. It's like just kind of like allowing yourself to be in this energy of possibility versus, like you were saying before, the energy of limitation. that's not possible. I can't have that.
Right. I'm from it, though. I mean, that's for most people. Like when you say, I'd like to have, or I want this, that's not coming from us. It's an I am statement that makes it be yours. It's a present tense statement. You see it in your mind's eye. It's so vivid. It has color. It has shape. It has texture to it. You know, it's present tense. It's positive and it's expansive in possibility. So where most people go wrong is they actually push it away by, I wish I could, or this would be nice, or if only I could, right? And so in Dream Builders work, it's really about how to harness, you know, you can't get to your dream. You have to come from it. And so people who are actually succeeding live in the possibility of that achievement every day. Like even when the Wright brothers were designing the plane, like nobody thought they could make it happen. But one of the Wright brothers actually knew in his mind, even without the science being available until it was available, knew in his mind it was possible. And he saw that every day until they lifted off the ground, right? And so that's the piece, the rigor that's required when it comes to that dream building aspect is like coming from our passion, but coming from it in the present moment as if it's already happened, even when everything outside of you is like, no, I don't have that money in my bank account yet. Or no, I don't know who's going to design my website yet. To still be coming from that understanding that in the invisible lines, frequency of the universe, it's happening. So you put the order in, you didn't go back to the kitchen, you knew it was going to happen, but you also sat in the restaurant with your utensils ready to enjoy that meal when it came in. And that's where we want to come from, that sense of it's happening, and it's happening because I made the decision. And I'm also really, you know, now my mouth's beginning to water and I can taste that food as it's coming out to me. I can smell it. I can see the color, right? So it's in that vibrancy of seeing it, being in it, even when it's not visible yet.
Yeah. And I think that people have a really hard time doing that.
Yeah, because we haven't been trained in that. We've been trained up at, well, it's not here.
It's not here. So it's like, yeah, it's really, like you said, where am I coming from? What's the energy of like, okay, I want to be a best-selling author, or I want to be an epic speaker or something like that, or this amazing business owner. When I think about it, it's like, who do I need to be in order for that to be inevitable? How would I be showing up? What conversations would I be having? Who would I be meeting? You know, like, who would I be if that was already happening? And it's like this, you know, to act as if. And you said something that I think is so important. It's like, we have not been trained that way. Because I'm so curious about, again, this question of like, what gets in people's way around making their dream life a reality? Where do people get stuck and stopped along the way? And I think part of it is like not believing that it's possible.
Well, fear is a big factor. Like we've been.
Yeah, fear. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Fear of losing our family, fear of not being enough when you do get it, fear of, you know, I won't know how to handle the success when it comes. There's so many layers. This is the inner work that gets done while doing the dream building, because it's going to show up and you're going to be tripping over it until you look at it and say, what was I just thinking? And how is that thinking causing me to kind of step back from what I really wanted? And how is that stopping me from taking the action I want so that I can get the results I want? Because those things flow together, and they flow together fast, like until we stop and pay attention to what feelings is my thinking creating that's either uplifting me or contracting me. So the way that this works is, you know, we are driven and brought into awareness through our longings and our discontents. And that's how the spirit speaks to us. That's how the infinite speaks to us. What am I longing for? What am I paying attention to? What am I discontent about? And when we start listening and noticing that, then what we can do is start going, oh, where do I want to put my time? Where do I want to put my efforts? Like, what do I need to do next? Right. So often what happens for people is, you talked about it earlier, is, you know, they go, well, I don't know how. It's like, if you're committed to actually saying, this is something that I can achieve, the how will be made known at the time I need it. I will run into somebody who I wasn't expecting to run into. When I was publishing my poetry book, I had no idea how I was. I didn't even want to publish a book, by the way. But reading my poems to people, that you should publish this. I said, okay, let's try that on. And so I don't know how to publish a book. And I just talking to a friend of mine, that was her wheelhouse. It's like, okay. That's all I kept doing was I kept writing the poems. I kept editing the photographs. I kept working with editing everything. And knowing that if I kept going with what was important to me, something would happen that was going to make it lift to the next level. And that's the truth of everything. When we keep applying ourselves to where we're going, when we keep doing anything we can do, whether it's a 2-minute move or a 20-minute move, it doesn't matter. Telling the universe that we are invested in achieving this longing actually helps the universe say, well, I'll send you this, or I'll help you with this, or downpour some great new ideas about how to go about getting the money for that, or how to go about what's the next networking thing that you need to go out to, or who you need to call that you've been unwilling to call up until now, right? And so we get these downloads. That's where our intuition and our guidance system becomes really a healthy part of creating a dream, right? Because it's all part of, innately part of our way that we're designed to succeed. We have these capacities, we have these facilities, we have this, you know, but we have to be willing to harness them and make the decision to put them in service of our passion, of our dream, something that's more vital to us.
Yeah. And I think, are we willing to sit with ourselves and listen and pay attention to the whisper, to the downloads, to our intuition? I think that we all have this ability to tap in. And it's like, what you seek is seeking you. What you are called to is calling you. It's like, are you willing to like answer the call? Are you willing to answer the phone and say, I see you, I hear you? And it's sometimes our callings are not quote unquote convenient. Or, you know, again, going back to this, like where people get stuck along the way, it's like we get kind of caught up in what feels quote unquote comfortable or convenient. And it's like, oh, everything, like the, you know, the fear. And I think our brains are wired to keep us safe. And what we know right now in this moment feels safe. Anything outside of that feels unsafe. So really working with, like, again, our thoughts and our beliefs about, like, I trust my ability to meet this moment and to rise to the occasion and to, that I can, if I have a dream on my heart, a vision for my life, how much can I build that trust and capacity within myself to know that I have everything I need and I have what it takes to make that a reality? And to work with the flow of the universe. Because I can get caught up in like my Aries 7 ENFP spirit where like, it's all up to me. And this kind of like forcing it versus, can I take that aligned, inspired action and also receive, notice, trust the unfolding, trust the timing, and like this dance with the universe. One of the things I say is like, clarity is the first language of the universe. I'm clear on what I want, and action is the second. So it's like, I can be clear on what I want. And that's where I think kind of like the law of attraction gets a little bit of a bad rap. Okay, I'm just going to sit here and meditate what I want, but not do anything about it.
Here's a distinguishing point to that piece, though, is our paradigm, which is our habits, beliefs, and patterns, are trying to keep us safe. Our power, though, is to listen to whether that signal is coming from our vision or coming from our old story. And our paradigms are old story. And so we have to be, this is where the noticing what we notice is an important piece of this. Because if our thinking is contracting us, that is not our vision. And that's when we have to go, thank you for sharing, go sit down now. Or, you know, the power that's breathing me is bigger than this situation. So we have to harness that innate ability to say, if I'm coming from the vision, what do I feel like in that vision? If I'm that person who's doing that, what are they thinking? What are they doing? And the paradigms, they can be merciless in terms of trying to keep us in contraction in order to keep us safe. You know, that's like sailing to the end of the world. You know, when the first ships went out, they saw this line out there, and that line was the end of the world. It dropped off. In the paradigm's world, that's what they're seeing. It's like, we don't know where you're going, and so we can't protect you there. So we have to have the faith and the drive to listen to the way that we're thinking and recognize it as not being part of our dream sequence, and to interrupt it and say, thanks, I'm going to realign my nervous system with my vision now. So we practice breathing, we practice grounding, we practice coming back home to center, because there has to be an interrupt, right? And that's why most people don't get where they're going, because they don't know how to interrupt the pattern of the paradigm in order to move into the pattern of the vision. And that's why the coaching program that I offer and why the Dream Builders program is important, because it's, you know, the strongest form in architecture is a triangle. So you have a vision, you have a structure, and you have a coach. And that helps you to actually have the strongest way in which you're going to shift the programming into your visioning program versus your paradigm programming. And that's what keeps most people stuck. It's like that level of fear that shows up, you know, the distractions, the dissuasions, the inefficiencies, the way that we speak to ourselves, all of these things. You can talk about affirmations, but affirmations have its place, but we have to recognize that we have to be in action around an affirmation, which is what a vision is. It's an affirmation of intention, you know, and it's a decision to go in the direction of that intention. And we have to be able to slow it down enough to recognize when we're in a pattern of behavior that's actually counterproductive to the creation of the life we really want.
It's such a great question. Like, is this action in service of my vision? Is it in alignment or not? Right. And I think that's the piece of cultivating this awareness and this mindfulness, because if we're just kind of operating, like you said, in this default mode, we're just unaware. We're just going through the motions. Versus if we're designing our life with purpose and intention, I can be more mindful of like, what are the actions that I can take that are in alignment with where I want to go? So that's the action piece. And like you said, it's like, how can I begin to train my nervous system to know that it's safe to have more? Like that success feels safe, or like the amount of money in your bank account, or right? Like, I think, again, increasing our capacity to receive and to trust ourselves, to trust the universe. So that way, when we see that success, when we get that success, we don't like totally freak out.
Well, the aspect of that, though, Marley, is that failure is a prerequisite to success. There's not a person in the world who has great success who hasn't fallen flat on their face and used it as feedback. And so I think what happens for a lot of people, they try something like once or twice and they say, well, I can't do that. Well, you got to stay in it. You got to stay in the game long enough to really know what the feedback is and how to use that feedback to navigate kind of a little turn here and a little turn there, or a shift here or a shift there, right? And so many people, we've been taught that failure, you know, that you're a failure. It's like, nobody's ever a failure unless you accept that as a truth. And it never is, and it never will be, because failure is actually an opportunity to say, what can I grow here? What did I learn from this? How can I use this as the leverage for where I'm trying to get to? Because when you get to that millionaire success level, or to that level of where you want to be, everything that you do along the way and everything that you adjust yourself to along the way and inhabit in a new way of capacity is, when you get there, you're actually going to know how to do things that without that experience, you're going to get there and then you're not going to be able to handle the success in a way that actually allows you to hold on to that success and navigate that in a way that is from full spectrum wealth, from that capacity. These are the qualities of life I want to live in. I want to be able to be at home to take care of my kids and at the same time run a seven-figure business. What's nice about it is at this time in our history, in the consciousness, is that women are out there being role models for that happening. So at one point you can say, well, nobody's ever done that, but not anymore. Now you can kind of turn to some of the top coaches, some of the top business owners in the world and look at the quality of life they designed and they put in play around and they took action around to achieve the things that mattered most to them. They're not giving up anything but that which is not of the highest service to who they want to be.
Right. That's why I think it's so important to define success for yourself, right? And we can look to other people, we can be inspired by them, but it's really checking in with yourself, like, what is my definition of success? And how will I know when I have achieved it? Because so often when it comes to goal setting or visioning or dreams or whatever it is, we have it, you know, we move toward it, maybe we achieve it, and then it's like we're on to the next thing. We don't oftentimes acknowledge the journey we've been on. One of my favorite all-time quotes about goal setting is that the purpose of a goal isn't to achieve it. The purpose of a goal is to figure out who you are along the way. Achieving it is the icing on the cake. And so I love this idea of like, who do I get to become along the way of becoming a TEDx speaker or becoming an author or becoming a successful business owner? It's like, oh, I get to be someone who trusts my voice, who has the capacity to impact people on a stage. Like I get to be someone who is sharing a message with the world. Like I get to become this person along the way of like that goal. But it's our society has such an emphasis on achieving the goal, like kind of like at whatever cost, no matter what. And we really discount the process and the journey and all the times we've fallen or failed or messed up or whatever along the way. And that there is a lot of growth in that. There's a lot of resilience that gets built. There's so many lessons that get learned. So often we want to fast track our way from point A to point B. It's like, oh, I want to get there as fast as possible versus I want to learn as much as possible. I want to grow as much as possible. I want to become a better version of myself. And it's like, I really invite people to like, how much can you, as much as it's about the vision, the goal, the dream, can we have reverence and appreciation for the journey, the process, and who we become along the way?
The only thing we got in truth is the moment we're in.
That's it. This is it.
That moment, how we take on that moment, who we are we in our core values? Are we aligned with things that matter to us? Are we in the willingness to learn from whatever moment we're in? Because there is no past and there is no future. There's only where we're at today. I mean, that's the nice thing about where our consciousness is traveling as more and more people open up to this awareness is that it's who am I being today that matters most in this moment? And that's what's going to connect me to a life that really is of value to me, who I'm being. You know, so that's the big journey, and it's the most beautiful one ever because the fulfillment, the joy, the connections, the lessons, the opportunities, the expansiveness, the wealth, you know, and to just be able to align ourselves in a way that feels absolutely in harmony with the quality of your own choice and the we're making, you know, that's what I think is our biggest rewards right now. And that worth millions and millions of dollars in the bank is those who live that in those principles are able to achieve great results from how they take action.
So good. Oh my goodness. Well, Brenda, what a powerful, powerful conversation. I think for, you know, anyone out there who has a dream on your heart or maybe has that hum, that whisper, the invitation this week is just to like honor that which is coming through you. And again, build this capacity in yourself to trust that vision and taking this aligned, inspired action in service of that. So where can people find you, learn more about you, and any final words of wisdom you'd love to leave people with for today, Brenda?
Website, www.brendarbryan.com. And there's, you can sign up for a free consultation on that. And there's also notices of workshops that I'm giving and stuff like that. But go there. And if you want to call me, I love conversations. Text me, call me, say, hey, And my number is 503-728-8700. So come in there. And my words of wisdom are this. I love Henry Ford's quote. I know, you know, is that if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So the more we drop into what do I want, you know, who am I going to be, the more you step into I have a vision and I have a responsibility to be a change agent on this planet. So I'm going to create the life I want. I'm going to be a ripple in the world of possibility of helping others achieve their dreams. Because when you achieve yours, you're helping everybody else achieve theirs. So that is magic right there.
That is magic. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom and your work in the world. And I'm so grateful to have you on the journey with me. And for those of you out there listening, I just want to remind you that information doesn't change your lives. It's the application and implementation of that information that will. So I invite you to take what you learned here today and really apply it to your life. Get clear on where you want to go and take action to make it happen. So thank you again for listening and for being here. And until next time, take care. Thank you for joining us on another inspiring episode of the Marley Williams podcast. We hope you're leaving here with renewed energy and valuable insights to fuel your leadership, coaching, and speaking endeavors. I'd love to invite you to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to help us reach more aspiring leaders and speakers like you. We have more exciting episodes and remarkable guests lined up, so make sure to tune in next time. Until then, keep leading with purpose, coaching with heart, and speaking with conviction. This is Marley Williams signing off. See you next week.